I just had an active morning, garage door project, take the dog for a walk and a little bit of a run, doing some stuff around the house, doing the dishes. And I just wanted to talk a little about how there are three types of workouts. There's pre-workout, there's workout, and there's post-workout. And that could either be in a gym environment or at home. So a pre-workout would be warming up and getting your muscles ready, either with slow stretches, static stretches where you stretch and hold, dynamic stretches where you're stretching and moving, and even stretching and moving in the direction and in the movements that you're going to be doing during the exercise portion, which is just basically getting your body warmed up, getting your body ready, and getting your body able to perform better and reduce injury. Then there's the workout phase. That could be yard work or that could be working out in the gym. And with that phase, that is the phase that we are actually working the muscles and working out the body for strength, for growth, and or to just get a job done. So that is shoveling properly, lifting properly, mowing properly, raking properly, doing bench press properly, doing back, doing squat properly, doing all the exercise properly. But the one workout I want to talk about that most people don't do is the post-workout. And the post-workout is the key to getting the most from the workout, to get recovery time started up as quickly as possible, have recovery be done as thoroughly as possible, avoid any unnecessary soreness, avoid any stress that may continue to build up from constantly working out and not unwinding the stress, and even good stress, that you're doing when you're tightening your muscles and working your muscles or sitting at a desk all day long or working out. You don't want your muscles to heal short and tight and with tension, and you don't want them to heal with microtraumas or mini scar tissue that over time causes the muscle to just shorten and shorten and shorten and never recover and lengthen into their full ability. Because when they're longer, they're stronger. They handle stress better. They work better. They avoid injury more. They're actually more powerful, and they recover and they're ready to work again the next day. So post-workout stuff for me, if I go for a walk or a run, I think of the muscles that may possibly be sore tomorrow. I think of the muscles that I worked out the most, and I design a whole routine just to give them what they need to heal longer, heal stronger, and heal faster. So I include the foam roller, I include the trigger stick, I include stretches for those muscle groups. I may even type in a yoga program for those body parts, like yoga for runners, or I may even go into like a yin yoga for runners, to where I can get into these stretches that last a little longer, that get me deeper into the stretch, that open up the joints, that open up the ligaments, that really lengthen the muscles that I was just working. So when they heal, they're creating space for my joints, they're creating flexibility for the muscle, and they're healing the muscle longer, so that all that power goes into a longer muscle instead of a shorter muscle. And over time, when you have all these components going together, pre-workout, workout, post-workout, all those things work together better than they do even individually, and all your health benefits will go even further. You'll hit less roadblocks, and over time, you'll see your health continue to improve day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. Last but not least, especially in my life, part of my pre and post workout does include chiropractic adjustments to my spine, shoulders, knees, ankles, joints, whichever ones I'm using, because I also want them to be aligned so that they heal properly, because the work that we do can cause the joints to get stuck or put stress on them. So the sooner I can unwind that and keep my joints healthy and keep them lasting longer, I can also protect the nerves better that go through them, which are the power lines that provide my body with everything it needs to do everything it does. When I used to exercise, I would do a ton of stuff for my workout portion. However, I did very little for my pre-workout and even less for my post-workout. So what would happen is I would go to the gym, I'd maybe warm up for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, not much stretching at all. My warm up would kind of be lifting light, and that wouldn't last too long. That was only for a set or two. And then I'd go into my exercises and do all the different exercises. Then I'd leave the gym, go home feeling great, but I wouldn't do anything post-workout. And as a result of that, my body continued to get tighter and tighter and tighter. And as I was working out, I was destroying the joints, and I was losing flexibility. And little by little, before I knew it, I had to stop everything because my back was injured and my muscles were injured and everything, until I learned how to get the back right and the joints right and the flexibility right. That's when I've been able to exercise and have less limits and continue to exercise year after year after year with no setbacks, and my health and my strength and everything continues to improve because I have a more balanced approach. And when you do all the different components, the joint, the flexibility, the muscles, the strength, and the balance, everything goes further. So there's multiple approaches, and we go through different approaches in our life, but I find if you can hit all the components and do them consistently and do them well, they all work better together, and over time, that you'll get further along than if you just address one component at a time. So if you're somebody who finds that you're very active, but you don't have a pre or post workout, you're going all in on strength and maybe not flexibility or joint health, and you start to find yourself running into roadblocks, I want you to know that it's not gonna take much to get your life back. It's just gonna be a little reorganization of the time you're spending on your body. And if you spend it in multiple areas, the joint, the flexibility, and the strength, you may be taking a little bit away from your strength routine, but what you're adding to the other routines is gonna help your strength routine go a lot further. So do your pre-workout, do your workout, and then start a post routine where you're either using a foam roller, a trigger stick, stretches, or finding a nice yoga routine or some kind of routine on YouTube that'll help guide you through all the muscles that you use to help them relax, get deep into the joint, open up the joint, open up the ligaments, open up the muscles so that they can get longer, they can get relaxed, they can get stretched, they can get opened up from all the tightening you did. That'll help you remove any micro traumas to the muscles. It'll help the muscles pump out the inflammation and bring in some more healthier fluids. It'll allow the muscles to start to heal faster, recover quicker, and be actually a stronger muscle in the end from that recovery work and that post-workout routine that you're doing. It's very beneficial for the whole body. It'll teach the muscles once again how to heal longer and stronger, and you'll notice you may be a little less sore the next day. And if you are sore, that's okay, you maybe had a good workout, but you'll find that you recovered quicker and you'll be able to use those muscles again over the next couple days when appropriate. Remember to go to drjohnfresh.com and sign up for my blog so you get these monthly videos every month. It's the best way to stay in touch and ask questions and have a community where we can help each other get healthier and stronger each day, each week, each month, each year. This is the rumble roller. It has knobs on it. It gets a little deeper into the tissue and hits the trigger points. We're using these muscles all the time, to stand, to sit, to do yard work, to drive in the car. We're using them all the time, so they're gonna have tender spots, and our job is to unwind that tightness every day so we can move our body towards healing instead of letting that tightness build up, which moves our body towards trouble. This is a smoother roller. This helps flush the tissue a little better. And I like using this one on the low back a little better because I don't want the knobs going into my spine. So I use the knobby one into my hips and into the glutes. And I use the smoother one up into my low back to work the muscles of the low back. This is a trigger stick. This is another way to hit these small muscles that are hard to get pressure on them just by a foam roller. So with this trigger stick, I can actually isolate the individual muscles and get a number of different angles. The front of the leg, the side of the legs, and all these calf areas that are working all the time that don't get much love. The calves get a lot of work, but they don't get much love. And then here in the thighs, you can get the quads, you can get the hamstrings, you can get the IT bands, you can get all the different angles. And it's a quick way to flush these muscles, get the toxin out, and get some new healing fluid in. And there's Gracie. She'll probably take off soon. And you don't just have to do one thing in one area. I can use the foam roller, the rumble roller, or the trigger stick for the glutes or the legs or anything, or for the low back. And I use the trigger stick every day, the rumble roller every day, and the foam roller every day just to hydrate my disc and my spine and to get each muscle unwound as much as I can from my day's activities so I can start the healing process and get ready for the muscle to heal longer and stronger so I can enjoy my activities and plans I have for tomorrow. I definitely love these angles. You just turn that little bit and get on that side there and you'll feel tight spots that you didn't know were tight from just bending to the side or leaning over for something or whatever your work duties are. And then it's just a little foot love there. Rumble roller for the foot, trigger stick for the foot. The bottom of our feet obviously are working all the time. They're tight fibrous tissues. They take a beating. So we really need to take some time and go slow with them and make sure they're getting a little help too. This is the rumble roller up through the legs. I use the legs a lot today. So taking care of the legs a lot after my workout for the day or my daily activity, which is considered my workout. This is getting into the quads, into the hip flexors. Now, when you start out, things can be very, very tender. But as you move on, those tender spots start to get a little less, things get a little smoother, and then the rolling feels a little more normal and relaxing. The more you keep up with it, the less you keep up with it, it can actually get quite painful to let a muscle get toxic. Because remember, every day stress is building up in the body with the activities we do. If we unwind it every day, we're in a better healing state. If we let things go and let things build up, that puts us in a more vulnerable state where the muscles are going to be more tender, more toxic, tighter, and more vulnerable to injury. And we do not want that. Here's the front of the shins and also a little upper back stretch out too while I'm doing the shins. This is into the ankles. So I can do an ankle work with the rumble roller, a side stretch for the back, and a quad stretch for my thighs. And then just a little breath and relaxation to finish it off. And go into some neck work. After a couple breaths and a little relaxation, then we'll move into some stretches. There's a number of different stretches you can do. If you have time, you do as many as you can. But at least the ones you're doing, if you're only going to do a couple, and this goes for every stretch, just make sure you do it right. Make sure you line your body up right, your hips, that you're getting tension on the muscle where you want it. You're relaxing, you're breathing, you're taking your time, and you're actually making the most from the stretch by allowing the muscle to lengthen. If you're rushing around and trying to go from one to other, then you're gonna miss some of the stretching benefits. All these different angles change things. The way the leg is to the side changes how the low back stretches, so that right side of my low back is gonna stretch a little further since I'm reaching over to the left leg. I come over the left leg, try to straighten out to get the tension on the leg where I want it. And I relax and breathe and go deeper and deeper into the stretch. I don't push into the stretch. I breathe. And if my body creates space, I take it. So that was for hamstrings, hip and back. This is more of a groin stretch and low back stretch for the inside of your legs. This lengthens the back, and once again, I'm just breathing and relaxing, and if my body gives me space, I'm taking it. I'm just making sure I'm hitting all the different muscles I used in the day or whatever areas I feel I have tight spots. I'll find a stretch that impacts those areas, and if I have time, I'll do a number of different stretches because every muscle needs to be stretched, but especially the ones that you've worked extra hard. This is a rotational stretch, so this is for the shoulder, this is for the neck, this is for the hips, this is for the low back. And the more you can relax in your mind, the more you'll relax in your body. It's very interesting when you have your mind racing and all of a sudden you relax your mind and your body stretches further. And sometimes you'll feel that a stretch is tight. And when that muscle is tight, you'll actually feel your brain start to stress and think about other things and find ways to get out of it. But you need to get the two to match up and both relax so you can get the most for the brain and the body. That was a little spinal hygiene pump, just up the cat and cow, just to get the disc moving, and then rotation to the other side. This is just a little cat and cow after the twist to hydrate the spine. This is a hip flexor, ab, and quad stretch. First, you want to pull forward with your arms and pull forward out the front of your head. You see I'm going forward first, and I'm reaching back with my feet. I'm staying slightly engaged in the belly and in the glutes to protect my back, and I'm coming forward and going slightly up. It's more about stretching the front than it is pushing back. That's just a little bit deeper into the stretch there, but you go in slowly. It's all about stretching the front, not about pushing into the back. Now, this is a great shoulder and chest opener and rotation, not from the lower back rotation, but from the upper back rotation, which is a very hard stretch to get. The shoulders and hand and arm, they're at a 45 degree angle. You could do any angle you like. You'll notice as your arm bends more, the tension in the shoulder will be a little more. And if you put your arm out straight, it'll be a little less. All of them work good. I use the arm bend and I do straight. I do both. So I'm getting the little turn back. You're laying on your belly. Then you're moving your leg, your opposite leg, on top of the shoulder you're trying to stretch. So if your left arm's back, you're going to move your right hip up and your right leg over your left leg so that you'll be on your left side and on your left shoulder. And then if you like a little more tension, you could bring your right arm back as well. Moving into the hips. This is great for people who sit, drive a lot, or just use your hamstrings a lot. This is one of the biggest muscles that cause people low back and hip problems. So when you get your joints adjusted in your low back and hips, this is a great stretch to go along with that to keep them loose. And a lot of stuff I'm doing right now isn't all planned. Sometimes it's just I get into a stretch and then I just go to the next stretch that is part of my routine that keeps me healthy and active. This is another variation of what I just did. The one I was pulling my knee into my chest, this one I'm doing the same thing. I'm just leaning into the ground. It's a little more advanced to go into the ground because then it puts your body weight on top of it instead of just pulling your knee back. Here I'm crossing the legs over a little more and getting deeper into the hips. A lot of the same stretches, just slight variations for the little muscles that attach and just a different way to stretch the muscles. This is great for piriformis, hip stretches, hip openers. Remember, we're using these things all the time. Some of these stretches are my everyday stretches. Some of them are my every once in a while stretches, but I just want to make sure that I'm doing whatever I can to unwind my muscles each day. And do the other side. Always do both sides, even if one side is a problem. And go through the same routine. This is a gentle version of knee into the chest. You can also hold your thigh instead of your knee if your knee doesn't go up that high. If you hold your knee, that helps you go a little deeper into the stretch. And right now I'm stretching that left leg. And then this is going into the pigeon, which is stretching that a little bit deeper so then you can lean into it. This is another variation of the same stretch. Take a couple breaths, slow things down, move at your own pace, let your body tell you where you need to spend more time. And this is just a little slightly different leg position, just to get a little deeper into the hip. And then if you see, you can see how I'm just letting them relax and let my knees sort of start to drop down a little. They started in tight. And after a couple breaths, they started to relax down. That's the hips opening up. I like stretching outdoors in the woods. You could put on a stretching video and let somebody else guide you through it, which is really good because they could give you the cues you need to hit the muscles right where you need them. This is the final relaxation portion where you can just lay back, let all your muscles sink into the ground, take a breath, and just be happy that you took the time to take care of yourself and enjoy it.